Speed of light, it's a big problem for the Big Bang.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a planetarium and high-tech creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, the speed of light is one of the most common arguments against biblical creation. Some people say, well, starlight can't reach the Earth in just a few thousand years. But this starlight question is just as much a problem for those who believe in billions of years and a Big Bang. You see, evolutionists believe the universe began with a Big Bang billions of years ago, sending radiation at wildly different temperatures in all directions. And scientists have discovered distant radiation coming from all directions in space. But here's the problem for the Big Bangers. The radiation has the same temperature. To become that same temperature, the radiation from every region would have to travel to the other regions. But there's not enough time, even in the Big Bang timescale, for light to travel so far. So obviously, none of us understand yet enough about physics to explain starlight. But our view of the universe's history should start with the book of Genesis, given to us by an all-knowing creator who was there at the beginning.
The universe certainly displays God's handiwork as well as His glory. That's one of the magnificent themes in our new DVD entitled The Created Cosmos. Today's the last day we're offering it on our broadcast. For a gift of any amount, we'll send this faith-building tool to you. Call 24 hours a day, 888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.